This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. More than 750 tips have come in about who was involved in a massive party that turned violent near the CU campus on Saturday. According to Boulder Police, the crowd grew to as many as 800 people, many of whom were not wearing masks, before some participants assaulted police officers and damaged property. Carolina de la Torre wasn't at the party, but she helped clean up.
There was just an incredible amount of glass everywhere. There were Corona bottles everywhere. There was blood on the ground somewhere. I have no idea why. And at least 2 to 3 other cars destroyed at that point.
University of Colorado officials say disciplinary action will be taken for people who attended, ranging from suspension to expulsion. Pueblo's historic Union Avenue district is going to get easier to walk and bike. It's part of a master planning initiative that combines projects on Union Avenue and Main Street. The changes could include slower speed limits on Union and pushing traffic to Main Street. Pueblo Mayor Nick Gradisar says these changes will help draw people to the area, making it more vital than it's been in the past.
The concept that Union Avenue will be a neighborhood rather than a thoroughfare is probably a really good one. And that will sort of change the character there and make it an amenity, not just for visitors to Pueblo, but for our residents as well.
Estimated total cost for the project is about $6 million. Half of that is expected to come from Pueblo County's 1A fund, which voters approved in 2016. Work will begin later this year. This is CPR.